Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Healing Outside the Box. My name is Jean Tiberio, and I'm a nutritionist and a wellness coach. Today is episode 216, and I'm calling it How to Prevent Diabetic Complications. I think because of the amount of material, I'll split this into two separate episodes. In episode 1, I'll review symptoms to be aware of and tell you about what complications to look out for. And in the second part, I'll go over the diet and lifestyle factors that will help you prevent the diabetic complications. Because, folks, I'm here to tell you that the symptoms of uncontrolled diabetes are, in fact, not inevitable at all. And even if we have diabetes, we can keep it from progressing into lifelong complications. First off, I suppose if we're preventing diabetic complications, we do that by controlling diabetes. And we do that by first knowing the symptoms of uncontrolled diabetes and being aware of the complications to watch for. So let's list them together since they overlap a bit. Now, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I think diabetes is so common now that perhaps we should all keep an eye on our sugars every year. And if our doctor doesn't mention it, maybe we can ask him or her exactly what the number is, which hopefully will trigger a discussion, which is a good thing. And maybe if we see it creeping up, and don't worry, you're not alone if you're an American, we may want to get a home glucometer. Oh, by the way, a normal fasting blood sugar is 65 to 100 or 110, depending on how your doctor sees it. Above that will put you into the borderline category. So here are the symptoms of uncontrolled diabetes. I think it's important to know these symptoms whether you think you have diabetes or not. It's part of this whole self-awareness thing and taking control of your health and all that. Now, I'm just going to be talking about type 2 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is almost a separate disease. Type 1 is more of an autoimmune disease, where your body attacks itself or attacks the cells in your pancreas that make insulin. So you have a total lack of insulin rather than a bunch of insulin that's not terribly effective. By far, type 2 diabetes is the primary type in this country, affecting anywhere from 25 to 50 million Americans. I know that sounds like a big range, but it all depends on how we define diabetes. And many of us don't know we actually have diabetes. So we may be walking around with symptoms of uncontrolled diabetes. So here are the symptoms. Number 1, extreme thirst and frequent urination. I was talking to a newly diagnosed diabetic once, and he said to me that he felt like he could drink the garden hose. That's not normal thirst. We all experience thirst on a hot day, but this feels more like a craving for water. This is in part due to the fact that the kidneys are trying to flush out all that excess glucose in the bloodstream, and you'll eventually get dehydration. Number 2, fatigue and irritability. By fatigue here, we mean overwhelming fatigue, and this depends on how high your sugars actually are. If they're not terribly high, you may not have an overwhelming sense of fatigue, but that's just one of the symptoms to be aware of. This could be somewhat related to other symptoms, like the dehydration, but basically like almost any other sign that your body is out of whack, usually the first symptom is fatigue. Now, the third sign of uncontrolled diabetes is an unexplained weight loss. You might be thinking, oh, yippee, but no, this is not the way to lose weight. If you've recently dropped a decent amount of weight without trying, or perhaps even while eating more than usual, it could be a sign of diabetes. If it's not diabetes, it could be something else that may be of some concern. So any unintentional weight loss is something to pay serious attention to. Insulin resistance causes sugars in your bloodstream to stay stuck in the bloodstream rather than being moved into the cells for energy. The excess sugar may spill into the urine, so you're not absorbing the sugar or the calories. all of this imbalance in your metabolism and glucose spilling into the urine will eventually help wear down your kidneys, and that's never a good thing. Now, the fourth symptom may be hunger. When your body has significant insulin, the biochemistry in your body goes into storage mode. We like to say that insulin is the hormone of fat storage. That's a sign that this food going through your stomach and intestines and getting absorbed, and the insulin is telling our bodies that we can store fat. In other words, we don't have to hunt and gather right now. But if you have insulin that isn't effective, as in uncontrolled diabetes, the hormones that trigger hunger will get stimulated. So remember that insulin's job is to take the sugar from the bloodstream and send it into the muscle cells to be used for energy. If insulin is not effective or is not present in high enough levels, the muscle cells won't get the glucose that they need. Muscle cells are then under the impression that we need food. So basically, ineffective or insufficient insulin will throw off the hunger satiety cues. The fifth symptom is foggy headedness. You feel kind of goofy, funny in the head if your sugars are too high. Now, your brain primarily uses glucose for energy, and again, there's not enough effective insulin to send the glucose from the bloodstream to your brain. Believe it or not, your brain likes to have at least 120 to 130 grams of total carbohydrate together in order for your brain to work effectively. Now, as you're probably aware, your brain can use ketones for energy as well when it needs to. And this is what happens when you're on a ketogenic diet. But even the diet promoters of this keto diet will tell you that you will be foggy-headed for a while. The last symptom of elevated blood sugars is blurred vision. People have noted that the street signs tend to get blurry when they're driving, especially at night. There are actually little tiny capillaries in the whites of your eyes, and they are very sensitive to sharp rises in blood sugar. So the little tiny capillaries in your extremities, your toes, your fingers, your eyes, and the little capillaries in your kidneys will be first damaged by elevated sugars if they go unchecked. Okay, so let's talk about changes in your body when your sugars are poorly controlled for a while. Now, I would include people who have been undiagnosed for a while and people who have been diagnosed for a while and are on oral meds such as metformin. The first symptom that people are altogether too aware of is continued thirst and frequent bathroom trips during the night. Over time, the symptoms of thirst and frequent urination tend to get worse. Doctors now are so accustomed to repeatedly increasing doses of diabetic meds that they assume that this is a normal part of medical care. And I'm here to say it doesn't have to be. They may tell you that a hemoglobin A1C of 7.0 is fine, but the high end of the normal range, according to a lot of health professionals, is actually 6.1. Complication number two, chronic blurry vision. As I just mentioned, this can be seen as a sign of undiagnosed diabetes, but it will get worse over time if the diabetes numbers are not controlled. Long-term vision problems are usually with reading street signs or watching TV from at least 10 feet away. This is not the same as a typical age-related need for reading glasses. A person with uncontrolled diabetes over time can experience blurred vision because of changes in the fluid level in their eye. This can cause the eye to swell. And eventually, if blood sugars stay out of control, the little tiny capillaries in the eyes can be damaged. The third complication of uncontrolled diabetes is that your skin feels weird. When blood sugar levels are high, your kidneys eliminate excess sugar through the urine, which results in increased urination and loss of fluids, and this can result in dehydration. Anyone who's seen Dr. Strangelove knows that our precious bodily fluids are very precious, and indeed they are. If you're dehydrated enough to be thirsty, that can cause your skin to feel itchy. If you pinch a little piece of skin in your arm, you'll find that it might not bounce back quickly. In addition, sometimes people notice a darkening or creases around the neck. This can be caused by insulin resistance and the roller coaster dehydration, rehydration that occurs when sugars are chronically out of control. Number 4 is poor wound healing. A slow to heal cut or bug bite can be a red flag for diabetes. Hyperglycemia, aka high blood sugar, decreases the amount of oxygen that can be delivered to wounds throughout your bloodstream. It slows down the healing process and lowers your immune system. Anything as small as a bug bite can result in a sore that won't heal. This is extremely important if you've got a cut on your toe or finger, because once again, the little capillaries in your extremities have poor circulation after a bit. A slow healing process combined with a lowered immune system can equal infection. And as disease progresses, infections in your toes can result in necrosis, which means that the skin cells die. And if that happens, the toe turns black and gangrene can set in and even spread beyond the toe. The fifth complication of uncontrolled diabetes is a lowered nerve sensation. For example, you can't tell that your tap water is getting hotter and hotter, and you have a tendency to burn yourself. This can happen with toes in the bathtub. Because you don't have great sensation in your toes, you can't feel the water getting too hot, and you can burn your toes, which can lead to death of cells, which can lead to gangrene. So foot care is extremely important if you have diabetes. The lowered nerve sensation in your extremities is called peripheral neuropathy, and it's important to keep that in check. One patient once told me that she feels like there are pebbles in her shoes when she walks. That's due to nerve damage in her feet. The sixth complication of uncontrolled diabetes is something called nephropathy. That means that the little capillaries in your kidneys are getting damaged. Now remember, the kidneys are just an elaborate filter, but really important to the balance or homeostasis in your body. When your kidneys start to get sick, you'll get fluid retention and your electrolytes will be thrown off. Just a lot of things will happen if your kidneys can't filter out what they need to filter out. I remember I was a dietitian working at a local hospital sometime around 1990, and the kidney dietitian gave me a tour of the dialysis unit. She said that 9 out of 10 people in there were uncontrolled diabetics, tied to these machines for 3 hours at a time, and basically having a horrible time trying to control their intake and their fluid balance. Kidneys also play a key function in filtering out toxins, and if you don't have working kidneys, you don't have a working filter. So your kidneys are extremely important, and basically the unsung heroes of your metabolism. Now, the seventh indication that your sugars are out of control is frequent yeast infections or jock itch. Now, yeast tends to thrive on glucose, and glucose levels are consistently elevated in a person with uncontrolled diabetes. Glucose spills into the urine, and then the urine has plenty of sugar for the yeast to feed on. So women with diabetes out of control are prone to chronic yeast infections, and men are more likely to develop jock itch. Yeast can also grow in other areas, and although not serious, it tends to be irritating. These would be itchy rashes in the skin folds, such as under the breasts or maybe between the toes. The eighth complication of uncontrolled diabetes is erectile dysfunction in men. Again, this is because high blood sugar levels damage those tiny little blood vessels and also damages the nerves that you need for proper sexual response. And this whole ED is made worse for men when they're also placed on hypertensive medications for their obesity. The ninth complication is restless sleep. We all know that diabetes can lead to spikes in blood sugar, but it can also cause crashes in blood sugar or hypoglycemia. Nighttime hypoglycemia can cause nighttime sweats. People get vivid dreams or even nightmares. Perhaps the best way to check this is to get a glucometer if you have diabetes and check it first thing in the morning. And of course, if you have any questions, check with your physician first. Now, number 10, last but not least, macrovascular problems like heart attacks and strokes. Now, most of what I've been talking about so far has to do with the tiny blood capillaries. And as I've mentioned, it can result in eye problems or retinopathy, kidney problems or nephropathy, and nerve problems or neuropathy. But chronic high blood sugars can also throw the macronutrients out of whack. Chronically high sugars can damage the inside wall of the artery, and that can lead to plaque formation in the narrowing of the opening. And if you also suffer from diabetes, you may already have a problem with your blood lipids, cholesterol, LDL, etc. So it's a good idea to keep an eye on our blood sugars to avoid heart attacks and strokes. Okay, so now I certainly hope I didn't throw a monkey wrench into your optimistic view of life. But if I did, trust me, there's a method to my madness. Because in order to make change happen, when change is difficult, we need to know that it's important, that we will feel better, that our quality of life, in addition to our length of life, will be improved. I wouldn't have spent all of this time talking about the terrible things that can happen without then telling you there's a way to avoid all of this. So I'm going to run through what, in my opinion, will help prevent long-term complications, even if your sugars right now happen to be high. And next week, I'll get into more detail about how we go about doing all of this. My diet of choice for prevention is, I'm sure you've heard this before, a high-fiber Mediterranean-type diet. And yes, you will lose weight on a diet like this. Maybe not as quickly as a ketogenic diet, but more effectively. And of course, losing weight is a great idea if you're overweight, but it doesn't have to be a lot of weight to see dramatic changes in your blood sugar. We've seen blood sugars return to normal with a weight loss of 20 pounds in someone that maybe had more than 100 pounds to lose. It's the dietary changes to make that 20-pound weight loss happen that is so key to this whole prevention thing. Exercise, of course, is the other side of the coin. It doesn't seem like you're burning a ton of calories if you look up the calorie expenditure, but it just makes your metabolism work that much more smoothly. And you do burn more calories after you stop exercising because you've revved up your engine. Now, if you're on metformin or other meds, it's important to take the meds the same time each day. And that will help you keep an eye on your blood sugar control when you take your blood sugars. Which brings me to the next important point, and that is to test your blood sugars daily. If you can get your hands on a Freestyle Libre, I applaud you, because they're not easy to get, even for insulin-dependent diabetics. Again, make sure you're checking with your doctor, and maybe even go to a specialist. And the other two non-food related things are smoking cessation, because smoking reduces the oxygen to your extremities, and stress reduction. There are many different ways to relieve stress, but some form of daily meditation or yoga is a very good idea. Now, I'll get into the dietary tips in more detail next week, but I just wanted to leave you with this. Change is really important. Once you make these changes, either all at once or little by little, you will feel better, and these changes will become habits. And then you will find that you're missing the healthy foods when you run out of them. And whether it's deliberate or not, you will feel a sense of accomplishment when you see these numbers go down. Now that's all I have for you today. Be well and stay tuned next week for another episode of Healing Outside the Box.